Everyone always says your money should work as hard as you do. But the thing is, with Eagle Bank's highly competitive deposit interest rates on money market accounts and CDs, your money doesn't even need to work that hard. From personal to business, Eagle Bank's flexible deposit terms help you hit financial goals in the short and long term. Stop by one of the DMV area locations or visit us online at eaglebankcorp.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
Third and 18 from their 17 for the Giants. Manning, back to pass, steps up, going down the left sideline, and it's intercepted. DJ Swearinger at the 35, his second pick of the game. Manning threw it up for grabs, and DJ was there.
DJ Swearinger's an interception turnover machine right now. He is awesome.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. It's the day after pod. You know what that means. We got an interview with Jay Gruden that you will only hear right here. Gruden was really good. He opened up about some stuff, tried to figure out what's going on with Alex and figure out how well this defense is playing and if this formula can be replicated. I don't know that it can, but so far, so good. They're on a 3-game win streak, and Atlanta's coming to town. Also going to have interviews with Mason Foster and Tress Way. Tress is balling. He's punting his butt off. And Mason, just as steady as it gets, just sure tackling machine. I think you guys are going to enjoy all of it. Before we get to all that, I want to thank the good folks at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them, and you should be riding with them. Specifically, I want to thank Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge of Alexandria. Go get one of those new Wranglers. Those are pretty awesome. I also like the Durango. The Durangos are a good-looking SUV right now. Can you tell that I'm in the market for an SUV? All right, you don't want to hear that much more from me, so it is time for Gruden. Also, stay tuned. We're going to try to do a bonus end-of-the-month podcast for folks that might be in the market for that. But right now, it's time for the Day After Pod. Here comes Jay. Here he is, Jay Gruden, head coach of the first place Washington Redskins. You're on a 3-game win streak, 2-0 in the NFC East, sitting at 5-2. Are you having any fun yet?
It's quite the grind, that's for sure. No games are easy, but I like the way our guys are competing. That's the most important thing. They're flying to the football on defense. They're playing great, fundamentally sound football. Offensively, we still a work in progress, but I like the physicality that we're playing with on both sides of the ball. I believe the game is won in the trenches, and our trenches are playing pretty darn good.
I mean, defensively, both sides of the football, the trenches are playing really, really well. Matt Ioannidis, Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne, how special can those three guys be?
Well, they're already proven they're very special already. You know, they're great at the point of attack in the run game. And then pass rush-wise, where you think they're a little limited, they're not. They push the pocket. They can beat you on stunts and around the corner. So they've been very effective. I think Matt has now 5.5 sacks. Payne has 3.5, I think. And Jonathan has 3 or 4. So that's pretty good production right there, along with stopping some pretty good running backs.
And they're getting good production from Kerrigan and Smith as well on the outside. It is remarkable, though. If I had told you that Matt Ioannidis would be on track for 11 sacks this year, what would you have said in August?
I'd believe it. I'm a big, firm believer in Matt Ioannidis' production and ability. He's very strong, and he's tenacious, and he understands where the quarterback is and how the pocket works, and he can get off block. So it doesn't surprise me. I know it surprises a lot of people, but he's a good player.
What if I told you in August that Adrian Peterson would be on track for a 1,300-yard season and be your leading rusher? What would you have said?
I probably wouldn't have believed that one. But, yeah, I'm glad he is. He's a great player.
What do you think just of what he's doing? I mean, the 64-yard house call to still have that speed at age 33. I don't know if you saw this. That was the longest touchdown run by somebody his age since 1921 with Jim Thorpe.
Yeah, you know, once you get to know Adrian, nothing will surprise you. He is a got great work ethic. He's determined. He's strong. He's physical, and he's still obviously very fast. I think he got up to 28.5 miles an hour on that run. So it's been great to have him here.
He told Peter King that his goal remains to take down Emmitt Smith and be the number one all-time rusher in the NFL. He's about, 5,500 yards away from it. He thinks he can get there. What do you say to that?
I will not bet against Adrian Peterson. Once you get to know him, like I said, he will accomplish whatever he wants to, probably. That's going to be a tough feat. I mean, that is a lot of yards to maintain or try to go get. But it wouldn't surprise me if he did.
I am going to stay on the positive train today because you're 5-2 and on a 3-game win streak. And the guys in New York said I'm too negative. So how good is Josh Doctson playing?
Josh is playing well. He's showing up. And then we still are just falling a little short with getting them the opportunities I want to get them. We had a couple plays called. One time we jumped off sides, sprinkle false started. We had a nice route design for him. We didn't get it. But he's going to make some plays, and he's getting better and better. I love the fact that he's being more physical in the running game. You see him catching slants and skinny post routes, being physical, making some plays. So I think he's heading the right direction. He's going to make some big plays for us.
Is he starting to play his best football?
Yeah, without a doubt. And it's not easy. He's a rookie coming out of TCU. He's hurt his first year. Second year, he's trying to find his way. We had a quarterback change this year, but he is more comfortable in the offense, just his splits and his routes. He's getting more and more comfortable, and Alex is starting to get more comfortable with him.
You said it, so you opened the door for me. How does Alex get more comfortable in this offense? How does the passing game improve?
Oh, we just got to get more reps, and he's got to get to know the guys. Jordan Reed runs routes a little bit differently than Vernon Davis. Vernon Davis runs them differently than Sprink. And at receiver, Paul Richardson's an entirely different animal than Josh Doctson. And then Mo Harris comes into play. He's different. He just got to get to know the guys. And then we throw different concepts at him. He's just got to become more comfortable with his footwork and his reads and progressions and all that stuff. And he will. He's going to get it. He's a very smart guy, very accurate, and very detailed.
You said it there, the accuracy. Throughout his career, he's been an accurate passer. And this season, it seems like he's sailing some balls. He missed the deep ball to Paul Richardson. Is there anything mechanical you notice?
Not really. I think he's, his feet get, he gets steps up a little bit too much from time to time. But we've had pretty good protection for the most part. But, it's like I said, it's getting to know the guys and where he can put the ball. Sometimes he tries a back shoulder when he should let it fly. Just getting to know the players is the most important thing for him moving forward.
Is it weird for you to have to answer, throughout your time here as head coach, your passing offense has been pretty prolific. Now you're winning games, you're 5-2, 2-0 in the division, and the pass game isn't what's driving this bus. Is it funny for you to have to kind of answer these questions and try to figure that part of things out?
No, not really. I think the main reason for that is our defense has played well in our 3-game win streak. We've held teams under 17 points. When that happens, we don't have to go back and drop back on first, second down every time. We can hand the ball off. We can move the chains with quick 3-yard gains or quick passes, and actually punt from time to time. Trust Way, I can't say enough about his.
He should be going to the Pro Bowl.
He's been amazing. So, playing field position battle. If you're playing great defense and you're running the football, it's a solid recipe for victories in the NFL, especially late in the season when the weather gets bad.
Yeah, I mean, what you're doing now is the kind of football that works in January.
Without a doubt.
And all right, a couple housekeeping items. Trade deadline is approaching. We talked last week. You said maybe help at wideout. Is conversation still ongoing?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. We'll see. We'll entertain offers and all that stuff. But right now, with the roster the way it is and some of the injuries that are kind of lingering, it's going to just be hard to add another body. And we'd have to make roster move. And I don't know if we have the ability to do that right now. But you never know. We'll wait and see what happens if anything happens. But I like the team that we have. I really don't think we need any changes right now.
Any concerns at cornerback as this Dunbar situation kind of lingers, like you said?
Dunbar's missed a couple games, but Stroman's got some valuable experience. But I'm telling you, he stepped up and made some plays in the game. He got beat on the go ball on 3rd and 20, but what the heck, he came back and made a great breakup on a post route over his head and made some plays. So Dunny will be back, so I think our cornerback group will be fine.
I remember before the Saints game, I asked if you were sleeping at all getting ready to face their offense. You said, not really, but you take a pill to help you. Falcons have a pretty explosive offense. How are you going to sleep this week?
Well, I know that we're playing pretty good on defense, but you're right. They have a great offense, as has Carolina and Dallas, and obviously last week against the Giants with great skill. So there's no doubt Julio and Ridley and Mosenu and Coleman and Matt Ryan will provide another challenge for us. They still have to block us, and that's the most important thing. We have to get after the quarterback, stop the run, make them one-dimensional, and offensively we have to hold the ball a little bit.
Jay, thank you very much. Three-game win streaks, not a peep of negativity out of me.
That's great. Thanks.
Second and 10 at the Redskins 39. Manning takes. Pockets collapsing. Fires it off. It is caught by Beckham at the line of scrimmage. Mason Foster wraps him up by the midsection, and he loses a yard on the play.
Mace, a dominant defensive effort 3 weeks in a row now. You are playing at an elite level, and the defense is. How are things working out there?
I think guys are just playing well together for the most part. You know, it means a lot to all of us. You know, we're all brothers. And we know by myself playing, you know, sound and playing, executing, that ZB plays better. ZB plays better when Swag plays better. So we know it means a lot to us, man. And we care about each other like that. So we, you know, you got to lock in and focus throughout the week of practice. And I think it's showing out there on the field.
What's it like playing behind Ioannidis Allen Payne, man?
It's great, man. It's lovely.
That's serious,
you know?
Business.
Yeah, it definitely helps you out. You know, I can focus more on, you know, covering, you got to cover Odell on the short routes and stuff like that. So when you really don't have to worry about certain gaps because you got Payne and Allen and all those guys up front, you know, it's you know, let you lean, you know, lean, be a little bit more cautious of your coverage.
And how about just, I know you pay attention, you watch other games and stuff. Did you guys know you were going to be able to get to Eli today? I mean, he was on his back most of the second half.
Yeah. You know, those guys were hungry, man. You know, they want to get a lot of sacks. They, you know, I don't think they started slow, but, you know, HBK didn't have as many as he wanted. So, I mean, those guys are hunting, man. You can tell by the way they, you know, they take care of their bodies, the way they work in the weight room. They're always working their hands and new pass rush techniques. So I knew it was only a matter of time before they got to him.
What'd you think of Ioannidis' sack dance?
Man,
the one is kind of boring.
Yeah, the one's boring. I told him he had to get one, but, I mean, I don't really – that dance is kind of weird, you know what I mean? It's cool, but I can't do it, so I got to show him love just for that. And he never had one. You know, he's always going to be like, man, you got to get a dance.
The flossing?
Yeah, but at least he has a dance now. So any sack dance, you don't care how ugly or tacky it is, a sack dance is good for us. So I love seeing that dance.
You going to try the flossing?
I can't do it. I'm horrible at that. I don't know how he does it. It's crazy.
We'll see if D-Hall can get you to do it.
I can't get him to do the floss, but hey.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, man.
Hey, Mace, so y'all hold Saquon Barkley 13 carries, 38 yards. What was the mindset for you guys going into this game? That's one question. And then another question to follow up is how actually fast is Saquon Barkley? Because I saw him get the corner on you early in the game.
Yeah, he's really fast, man. Like, he was gone, bro. I was like, man, I just had to, you know, push him out. But he's a lot faster and bigger than he looks. But the way that we came into the game, you know, me, ZB, you know, the front, we all want to be as physical as possible, man, and let him know, you know, this is going to be long. No matter, you know, we know a player like that's going to have his runs and make plays, but, you know, we was going to make him earn everything and let him know when we was right there. So he's a great back, though, man, but, you know, he had to earn it today.
All right, Mason, we appreciate your time. We really would love to get that floss dance to catch on, though. It really makes me so happy. I think Jonathan Allen first bet him against that. I'm not sure if he still has to pay up every time Ioannidis does that dance, but you sure you don't want to give it a shot for us?
I'm telling you, man, I cannot do it. That's what I'm saying. This is good for you. I cannot do it, man.
Maybe we get JP to do it. Do you think?
Yeah, JP can do it. Look, no. Check him out.
I'll do it if you do it.
No, I can't do all it. Right. We both gonna
sorry.
Call
sorry.
It.
Yeah, what is your sack dance?
Y'all are no fun.
Yeah, what is your sack dance?
I don't know. I really just do whatever, you know what I mean? Whatever I'm feeling at the moment, whatever
you
I
do
sing.
Like the growling
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, growl, you know, kick, whatever you got to do, whatever I'm feeling, you know what I mean? So I might have seen something on TV that week that looked cool, so I might bust it out.
A serious note, most impressive play of the day was you running downfield on that punt. The momentum was kind of sneaking away from you guys, and you didn't make the tackle, but you were all the way down there. You showed some speed in the open field. It was really impressive, man. That's the stuff that the guys love about you in that locker room.
Yeah, you just got to, you know, make a play. So it was a long run, but I should have had him, man. But, you know, Vidge had my back, so just slow him down a little bit.
All right. As soon as the camera goes off, Mason and I are going to work on our dances.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly when you're going to do it. We'll be doing it here during the commercial breaks as well.
All right.
Or at least practicing.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Tress Way from his 9-yard line to punt it away, gets it away. Nice punt and a flag in the backfield. Tress Way was hit. He was hit, and this is going to give the Redskins a first down.
I hope he's not hurt.
He's still down.
Yeah, but we definitely need him with our group.
I hope he doesn't have to punt again today.
Well, that's going to give him a first down.
Bring me the kicker. Receiving team number 58. 5-yard penalty results in a first down.
I don't know if that's an acting job by Tress. I think he got hurt that time. Punters are so exposed to have that leg out there. And the coverage man tried to hold him up. That was Tay Davis, a rookie out of Tennessee Chattanooga. And
you can't run into him. I mean, that is...
Look at Tress Way. It looked like he was shot.
If he was hurt, it's because he hit the ground a little hard as he flopped.
Got to say, Tress and I were standing here during the commercial break, and a number of players and coaches walked by. They're like, oh, Tress getting the airtime.
You know, honestly, guys.
Well deserved.
It's just an honor. You know, I got something in my ear. I mean, we beat the Giants. We're 5-2. Let's roll. I got ice cold wild cherry Pepsi here. Let's have a good day.
He did not get me a wild cherry Pepsi either.
Sorry.
Dude, 5-2, 2-0 in the division. This is the best football this team has played in your era, I am sure. How is it working for you guys?
Dude, day in and day out, and you get to come hang out in the locker room and stuff, but it's just so cool seeing the guys get rolling. I mean, our freaking defense, man. Like, it's awesome to pin them deep, but, like, our defense is rolling. At any time you got Alex Smith on the field, you feel good about whatever we're going to be doing. The dude's just going to win the game, and it's just a cool feeling to be a part of, man. Like, 5-2, 2-0 in division, let's just keep it rolling.
What about AP? What's it like watching that dude?
Boomer Sooner. He came up and he's like, hey, man, heck of a game. I'm like, dude, congratulations. It's so cool. Like, I watched him as a kid. So being on the sideline, Hop and I just look at each other and it's like, just give the ball 26. I mean, what do you, just give him the rock. So
let's circle back, though. Yeah. You had a surefire Hall of Fame, Mount Rushmore level running back come up to you and say, great game. You are punting the ball really well this season, both when you had to bomb it and when you're trying to place it.
Yeah.
How's your game improved to this point? You're a Pro Bowl punter now.
No, dude, honestly, I was talking with some folks last week after the game where average wasn't very high, but got to set a career high for punts inside the 20, and never been to the Pro Bowl. I'm sure that's a lot of fun, but right now what we got going in the locker room, I'd have a tough time imagining that the Pro Bowl is more fun than what we got going on right now, so that's all right. Whatever I can do to help out, man.
Literally, one of the players just walked by and yelled, "That's the man." And they weren't talking about me. They're talking about Tress. You know, I tweet out the picture every time you drop one inside the 20.
That's it, man.
That's the move.
It's good looking out.
What is roughing the punter at this point?
Yeah, folks, I'd like to talk about this for a second because there's a lot of debate on what a catch is, but we really need to figure out what roughing the punter is. Jay's got my back. He's over there screaming and yelling. And I understand that some catches are important from time to time. But man, I tell you what, I'm realizing how soft I am because I got hit in the leg and I am hurting, man. I don't know what I'm going to do on the plane. I can't get comfortable.
Well, you'll be happy to know that Julie Donaldson took to Twitter to defend you, and she said, don't mess with Tress.
That's it.
And that's our motto.
That rhymes, too. I like that. That'll work.
All right. Thank you very much for coming on.
You got it, dude.
Keep up the good work, man.
Thank you, bud.
We can't have Tress go down. Not at all. All right. Good luck on that flight getting comfortable back. Maybe you can get a seat next to Adrian Peterson. I'm sure he's got a lot of leg room.
One quick idea. How would Hopkins have done if he had to punt it?
Dude, that dude's got a cannon, you know, and he's I think he would have done completely okay. And Jay told me after I got hit against New Orleans, I need to milk it a little bit more, take some acting classes.
You were acting today.
The wife and I, we watch the Oscars every year. And so, today I tried it. It backfired. They had to put me in concussion protocol. So now I don't know what to do, man. I got put into protocol. That's why they
Because you
the
were trying
out.
To sell the roughing?
That's it. Yeah, because my head hit the turf. So I went into protocol, came out, and I got a little limp, a little thug limp. I'm ready to roll.
A thug limp for Tress Way.
Now he needs to borrow Norman's cane. There we go. We'll just make this full circle.